I'm Antti Kaajakari.
Yep.
I'm 34 years old and I'm working for the city and okay. Social work in the streets.
Thank you. So firstly, why are you here today? What, just a few words about what the protest is about, why you're here?
Yeah. Mostly about the situation in Finland when the government is making so big changes about between workers' side and between government and what is työnantaja,
employer.
Yeah, so big changes about how they make this negotiations and how they make it and what kind of really it's hard to say in English.
Yeah. No, that's fine, thanks. So secondly, the cuts that have already happened in the last government, how have they affected you and your family, and what are you worried about happening with these current cuts? How do you think they will affect you?
I'm most worried I'm about even the workers' side.
Yeah.
And big unions.
Yeah.
They agree a little bit for what government says, that we have to make some kind of cuts.
Right.
And I don't believe that's right attitude about the situation, because in our economic inside the country, it doesn't help, because people don't have money to buy, and these little employers, they cannot sell their things, and it's affecting so much inside the country. I don't believe it's right medicine even to make any kind of cuts in this kind of situation, because if you are making something to sell out in other countries, it's global, this depression, and if you don't have buyer, it doesn't help that you cut inside the country to get buyers outside. We cannot compete against China, or we cannot make that kind of things that our employers are going to the same level in incomes than in China. It doesn't work. We have to have different kind of solutions, different kind of what we are selling. So we are competing. If we are even competing, then the right countries and other European countries, if you compare, and we don't have in Finland, we don't have that kind of problem that our work is too expensive. We don't have that kind of problem. It's wrong message.
Yeah.
And people are believing it, and that's not right.
Okay, so thank you. Phil, where would you like to see the movement go next? So after this demonstration, what would you like to see the movement do next to carry on the campaign?
I think there's, I believe, and I'm a little bit afraid, that our government, they get override their opinion. And now, when we are moving against it, they are get it a little bit back, and then people are okay, we have to cut a small amount, and they are okay with it. And that's not right, because that's the tactics that they are doing. They first put it so much right, and then we make some kind of solution. We shouldn't make that kind of solution. Of course, it's same problem in most of the European countries, that we are looking economics in wrong idea. I believe much more this kind of John Keynes kind of economics theory, how this system should work, and it's wrong medicine. If you had depression, you should put money to elevate that. I don't know the right. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks. And finally, for our readers in Britain, have you been following the campaign of Jeremy Corbyn to become Labour leader?
Yeah, that's good. And that's the good thing, that we have to make a big change in every country, like we saw in Greece. it's not enough if the change is going in one country, because it's so much pressure for the one country that it was hard to make that kind of decision that they should be made, and they had to let down their supporters. It should be the same kind of movement in every European country if we want to make a change. And then it's so important to think internationally, not just in one country. This change has to be in every country.
Okay.
So,
Great. Thank you very much. So that concludes the interview.